Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Zayin. We left off on Daf Vav Amud Beis, 6 lines from the end of the page. Amar Rav Chista. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer. In honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Leah Shalom, we thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of our Daf Yomi Shir each and every day. So we are going to discuss today, first, the evils of being Matil Eima Yaseira B'toch Beiso, how a person is supposed to try to keep a calm and peaceful atmosphere in his house, and the repercussions for not doing so. And then the Gemara is going to talk about how Mar Ukva wanted to get rid of his enemies, and he was advised, you know what, better just sit and learn Torah and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of his enemies, of your enemies on his own. The Gemara is going to discuss the Isra of drinking wine and singing at the same time, Bizman Azad, the Isra of music in general, Bizman Azad. Then we're going to have a machlokas, whether the Isra for a chassan to wear a crown, which we learned about at the end of Maseches Sota, is an Isra Drabanan, or is it based on a pasuk? Then the Gemara is going to quote two drashos of Rabbi Avira b'shem, either of Asi or of Ami, one relates to Nasa v'Nishmas. That's our Daf Yomi coincidence for the day in the Shloshes Me'agbala, that the words Nasa v'Nishmas actually appear on today's Daf. And the other one is about giving tzedakah, even if a person themselves is an Ani, which is an interesting halachic sugya. To what extent an Ani himself is chayiv in the mitzvah of tzedakah? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit of geography, because with the Mishnah, when it wants to give an example of the northernmost city, or that which is just north of Eretz Yisrael, gives the example of Akko, but there are other indications that there are cities further north of Akko that are still Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't give the impression that Akko is on the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. In fact, it gives the impression that Akko is on the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael. So how do we reconcile those different sources? Then the Gemara is going to quote a stira between two different brisos, whether a get that's written on a boat has a din of Eretz Yisrael or a din of Chutz La'aretz, meaning it's on a boat in the waterways of Eretz Yisrael. Is that considered that it's in Eretz Yisrael, or is that considered that it's in Chutz La'aretz? And we're going to have three different ways of reconciling this stira, and that's going to lead us into a discussion of an Atzat Nakuv that's in the air above Eretz Yisrael. What if something is in the airspace, is growing in the airspace of Eretz Yisrael? Do we assume that it's considered to be growing in Eretz Yisrael and therefore chayv in Trumas HaMaestros or not? So let's begin, again, 6 lines from the end of the page, on Daf Vav Amud Beis. So we are at Amar Rav Chista. So Amar Rav Chista, Lo Alma Yatel Adamei Miyaseira B'Sof Beiso, Shai Pilegish B'Giva Hitel Ola Baila Eima Yaseira. That a person should not have Eima Yaseira, should have a sense of fear and trepidation in his house. He shouldn't intimidate the members of his household, because that's what happened with the Pilegish B'Giva, where her husband was Matil Eima Yaseira, and because of that she had to run away L'Beis Avia, and when she returned from there with her husband, she had to stop in Giva that belonged to, there was an area where Sheva Binyamin was, and that's where she was net and saw by the Anshei HaGiva, and it caused all sorts of terrible things that happened. Ultimately, that story happened, the way the story ended, was tens of thousands of Jews died from that story. When one is Matal Emi Yisrael B'Sof Beiso, it leads to 3 Averos, Gilei Arayos, Shvitz Damim, V'Chil Shabbos, and Rashi explains each one that Gili Arayish Kshemagiyaz Mantvilasa Be'istina V'hiyirei Alomer Lo Tavalti Mishamashto Nida. That it could be freezing cold. They didn't have nice, beautiful indoor mikvaos that were heated or whatever. The mikvaos where you cut a hole in the ice and you went into the river. So if she might be afraid to do that, and she'll be afraid to tell the Rosman that she didn't do it, so she'll just have tashmish with the Nida. So that's considered Arayos. That itself is a chiddush, that we consider that to be Arayos, whether Nida is considered Arayos or just a Nisar Kares that's not Arayos, Nafkamina for Yarik Val Yavar, is a major discussion in Rishonim and Achronim. Shvichas Damim ki hacha opam shabarachas mipanav v'nofelas b'achsa p'sachim of Gesher. That Shvichas Damim, either like you see happened in the story of Pilegish B'Giva, there are so many people died, or she'll just run away because she's going to be so terrified, and as she's running away, she may get killed because she may get into a car accident because she's driving recklessly to try to get out of there, to try to run away as quickly as she can. And
And Chil Shabbos Rashi writes, "Pamisha Madakis Ner Om Vashalis Misha Chashecha Mibnei Masavien Vehuen Yodea."
That sometimes she won't have, she will not have finished her Shabbos preparations before Shabbos begins, and she's afraid to tell her husband that she didn't have a chance to finish cooking for Shabbos. So she'll keep cooking for Shabbos after Shabbos has already begun, and that's going to be obviously a terrible violation of Chilul Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos tells us that a person is supposed to say B'soch Beisar of Shabbos M'chashecha Isartem Iravtem. Actually, we'll get to that in a second. That's the next line in the Gemara. But the Gemara is going to say later on in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to give us in today's Daf a similar memra of Rabbi Avohu, where it says that Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel one time was Matalim Yisir B'toch Beiso, and he almost ate Eivor Min Achai from doing that. So Tosos asks the Kasha and Rashi, why does Rav Chista not mention that? Meaning we say that it's going to lead to three Averos of Adzar Gilarai Shech Zamim. The Gemara is about to tell the story that it also leads to Eivor Min Achai. So why don't you say that as an example? So Tosos Miyashi, based on the Bryson, say the Rolam, that the story with Pilegish Begiva happened on Shabbos as well. And therefore, Rav Chista is only speaking about the things that happened with Pilegish Begiva, which was Shabbos, Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Damim, all right? I mean, it was Chil Shabbos, Gilei Arayos, and Shvichas Damim, because all of those things happened within the story of Pilegish Begiva. There was no Eivor Min Achai, as far as we know, in the story of Pilegish Begiva, and that's why Rav Chista doesn't mention it over here, even though Enochinami could also lead to that. Amar Rabbi Rabbechana, Hadda Amri Rabbanan, that which Chazal tell us in the Mishnah and Shabbos Tav Lamed Dalid, that Shlosh Tadvar Mitzar Chadam Lomar B'Soch Pesar Erev Shabbos M'Chashecha, that a person is supposed to say three things on Erev Shabbos right before Shkia. Isartem, did you take Maisos from the Peiros so that we could eat on Shabbos? Eravtem, did you take the Eruv, did you make an Eruv, Pashos and Eruv Chatzeros, so that we should be able to carry in the Chatzar on Shabbos? And Adlikvas and Er, and remember to light the candles for Shabbos. So those three things, Tzarech L'Mimrinu B'Nichusa, you need to say them calmly, not in a threatening way, just in a calm way. So that the people in your house will listen to you and will want to do it. I never heard such a tradition of Rabbi Baruchana, and I knew on my own that you're supposed to speak nicely, which is a bit of a funny line. Of course you're supposed to speak nicely. Why do you, maybe that's his point, that you shouldn't need a memra of Rabbi Baruchana to tell you that you got to speak nicely. Some things you have to have a certain sense of common sense, that of course it's a halacha, but it doesn't need to be a halacha. You're supposed to speak nicely, but the Marsha says differently. The Marsha, the Maram Shif say, well, Rabbi Baruchana also knew it misvar. Rabbi Baruchana didn't have a pasuk, he didn't have a mishnah, he also said it misvara. So what's the chiddush? The Ravashi says, I didn't hear it from him, and I knew it misvara. So the Marsha writes, and Rabbi Baruchana says that you should say these things b'nichusa in order that people will listen to you, because they're supposed to be your shluchim to take your maisos from your peiros and to make your eruv for you, your eruv chatzeros, and to be madlik your ner, which is going to be your Kabbalah Shabbos as well. And if you don't say it benachas, it could be that they're not going to want to be your shluchim, and that's going to be bad for you halachically. So Rav Ashi adds misvara, that even if you know they will listen to you, you know that they're going to do it, even if they're terrified of you, but you still need to speak benachas and mabrios. And that's what kiamtia misvara means. In addition to the halachic concerns that they're not going to be your shluchim, there's also a basic menschlichkeit concern. There's a basic midos and derech eretz concern, and that's what Rav Ashi's adding beyond what Rabbi Baruch Chana had said. Maram Shif writes that it could be that Rabbi Baruch Chana learned it from the Lashon, the Mishnah, that it says Tzarech Adam Lomar B'soch Beso. It doesn't say Tzarech Adam Letzavos B'soch Beso. They need to command. They need, no, to say means that you say it B'Lashon Raka. You say it B'Nichusa, and that's why Rav Ashi is saying, I know that you, Rabbi Baruch Chana, saw it in the Mishnah. You were medayik this din from the Mishnah. You don't need a Mishnah. You could figure it out on your own that you're supposed to speak softly. So anyway, the Mishnah in Shabbos that tells us that you're supposed to say these things. So the Gemara over there is medayik from the Mishnah that you have to do this before Shkia, and we're medayik from there that after Shkia it's too late to make an Eruv, that you're giving the reminder to make the Eruv dafka before Shkia. So the Gemara says, yeah, but then you read Vayter in that Mishnah, and it says that if it's Safik Chashecha, you could still be Ma'ariv, that if it's
if it's already after Shkia and it's Ben Ashmashos, you could still make an Eruv. So the Gemara answers, Eruv Tchumen that the Chum learned from an Asmachta from a Pasuk is more Chamur. And that has to be done Dafka before Shkia. But Eruv Chatzeros, which is only Chumr B'Alma, Midrabanan, B'Diavad, you could do it even B'Safik Chashecha. So that's the difference. So it would turn out when the Mishnah says that you're supposed to say Eruvtem Dafka before Shkia, it would mean Eruv Tchumen, not Eruv Chatzeros. And Rashi explains over there that it's a Ruve Tchumen and a Ruve Chatzeros. So Tosas makes the point that over here Rashi just writes a Ruve Chatzeros, which sounds like it's against the Gemara over there. The Gemara seems like it comes to the conclusion that a Ruve Chatzeros that it could even be done after Shkia. It doesn't have to be done Misha Chashecha, whereas a Ruve Tchumen have to dafka be done before Shkia. Okay, that's the question. What about when it comes to a Ruve Tavshilin? That's going to be coming up this week to make an Eruv Tavshilin. So that's also ideally, obviously, you do it before Shkia, but it could be that Eruv Tavshilin you're allowed to do after after Shkia as well, because that's clearly Midrabanan. This is the one, one of those rare occasions where all of Klal Yisrael has to worry about Eruv Tavshilin, and Eretz Yisrael, they also have to worry about Eruv Tavshilin. So, ideally, we try to do it. Someone just texted me this morning, is it true that an Eruv Tavshilin has to be done dafka after Chatzos on Erev Yantiv? So the answer is no, right? It does not have to. It has to be dafka be done in Erev Yantiv. It's one of the nafkaminas in the Machlokas Rav and Ravashi, what the reason for Erev Tavshilin is, whether it's to remember to be Mechal Gmani Yafa, or to remember that you're not allowed to be Mevashal from Shabbos Yantiv. So then one of the nafkaminas is whether you can do it the night before, but dafka to do it Erev Yantiv is fine at any point on Erev Yantiv. Maybe Rabbanim should probably do it later in the day, but dafka to do it Erev Yantiv is perfectly fine. But anyway, so says the Gemara Vayter now. Amar Rabbi Yavol, Yolam Al Yatal Adam Eim Yisrael B'Soch Beso, Shei Adam Gadol Hitel Eim Yisrael B'Soch Beso, Vechilu Dover Gadol, that there was a great person that was Matal Eim Yisrael B'Soch Beso, and they fed him a very great Isser. Umanu, who was this Adam Gadol? Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. Hechilu Salkadaitach, they gave him, they fed him something that's an Isser Chamer, something that's a very great Isser. How could that be? Hashtu Behemten, Shal Tzadik Merkosh Baruch Mevi Takal Al Yadam. Hashem doesn't even bring a Takal through the Behem of tzaddikim, even a behemah of a tzaddik is not going to eat a dover aser. So tzaddikim atzman lo kol shkin. So Kodesh Baruch Hu for sure is going to protect tzaddikim that they're not going to eat a dover aser. So no, it doesn't mean echilu dover gadol ela bikshu lechilu dover gadol. They wanted to feed him an isr chamer. Umaynihu, and what was that isr chamer that they wanted to feed him? Eivr menachai. They were going to feed him that which was eivr menachai, because that happened when the avadim of Rabbi Chanina shechted a behemah for him, and they lost one of the nice cuts of meat of that behema, and they were so afraid that they're going to tell them that they lost that cut of meat, and it's an expensive cut of meat, so they cut another aver off of a live animal to give that to him. So they almost gave him aver menachai, because there was an emu yisera in that house. Now what does it mean? Kodesh Baruch is not maybe takala even al yaday the behemos of tzaddikim. So the Rashi points out that this refers to Gemara Chulin Dav Zayin, because Gemara Chulin Dav Zayin tells a story that Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair was going to be Podesh Shvuyim, and on the way he stopped in a malon, and where he stopped over, they gave the donkey, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair's donkey, some sa'orim, and the donkey refused to eat it. So Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair said to the Baal Malon, did you take maisos from these sa'orim? So the guy said, no. So Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair said, yeah, he doesn't want to eat tevel. So then they took the maisos, and then the donkey was willing to eat it. So you see that even the animals of tzaddikim don't want to eat macholos asurus. So Tosfos and Maseches Yevamos and Daf Samach Vav and Beis says that the donkey didn't want to eat tevel because tevel means that truma gedola has been taken from it. So you have truma gedola mixed in that produce, and the truma gedola that's tahora is asur ba'anos shel kilui. You're not allowed to get hana'a from truma gedola in a way that uses it up. So you're not allowed to be nana from it by taking shemen shel truma tahora and being madlik in there with shemen shel truma tahora, because that's a hana'a where you're using it up. You're supposed to eat it truma tahora. So we learn from the pasuk that tevel tahor is also asur ba'anos shel kilui. So if this chamor would have eaten tevel, it would turn out that Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair was getting hana'a from it, right? He was getting hana'a from that tevel because now he's not not going to have to feed his donkey lunch because it just ate its lunch from this. That's a hana'a shel kiloi. They're not that the donkey's getting hana'a shel kiloi. Donkeys don't have mitzvos. They're allowed to do whatever averus they want to do. That's not the mailo over here. The mailo is where Pinchas ben Yair would have been in violation of an isra because he would have been getting hana'a shel kiloi by the fact that his animal is eating what is the equivalent of truma tahora. So that is how Tosfos and Maseches Yevamos understands this episode with the chamor of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Now Tosfos writes, Tosfos asks in Nimra Ben Tam, that is that true that Kodesh Baruch was never maybe takala did tzaddikim? Tzaddikim never make mistakes where they violate an iser by accident. He says it's not true. We have many examples in Shas where they do. So he says no. This is only about macholos asuros. That Kodesh Baruch was not maybe takala did tzaddik with macholos asuros because that's a particular genai. So we do find that Rabbi Shmuel was kori b'shabbos la'or aner, and he was matei asaner. The Gemara says in Shabbos Taf Yud Beis that they made a din d'rabbanan. You're not supposed to be kori la'or aner because if you see the light starts to flicker, you're going to tilt the ner, and then you might come to be mechabe the ner. And Rabbi Shmuel said, "No, I'll be fine. It's not going to happen to me." And it did happen to him. So you see that a takala happened to him. Chagiga dafte zayin Yehuda ben Tabayi killed an eid zomim. He killed someone when he wasn't legally allowed to, because there was two eidim, and there was one of them became an eid zomim, and he was unaware of the halacha that they don't have the status of eidim zomim. Achi azuma shneim. You need to be mazim both eidim, and only one of them was huzam, and he killed that one. So he was shafach dam naki. He did a terrible thing, and that was a mistake. The halacha is eidim nas zomim achi azuma shnei eidim. So those were a mistake, but they were not machalos asuros. So that's what you have. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim tells us that Rabbi Yirmiyah forgot and he ate before Avdallah. Also, that's not machalos asuros. That's eating kosher food at the wrong time. So maybe that also is not considered to be a michshol. So you have a lot of examples throughout Shas where tzaddikim, everyone's human. Tzaddikim also make mistakes, and they also sometimes b'shogeg will do an avera. But when it comes to machalos asuros, that's the assumption. Now, when it comes to machalos asuros, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to bring these mistakes when it comes to machalos asuros. So it's interesting. We said over here that an Adam Gadol, they fed him Hechilu Dover Gadol, a really big Isser. What's the really big Isser? We said Eivor Men Achai. So the Marsha points out, why is Eivor Men Achai a really big Isser? Meaning all the Averos are really big Averos, I guess, but what makes it particularly big? He says the only Machalos Asuros that's Asur for Ben Noach. All other Machalos Asuros are mutter for a Ben Noach. So that must mean that it's a pretty severe Isser. So now the Gemara brings a story relating to being misartate when you write a pasuk. Because remember, we had that in Davav and Beis, the four lines before the end of the skinny lines, five lines before the end of the skinny lines, that Kosov le below Sirtut, when we were discussing whether Rabbi Avyasar is a Bar Samcha, whether he's an Adam Gadol. So we tried to bring a raya that he's not such an Adam Gadol because he wrote psukim without being misartate, without marking off the lines to write the psukim. I don't think we had a chance to discuss it. There's an important tosos over there about whether tefillin requires sirtut and mezuzahs require sirtut. So it's an interesting discussion, but not for now. So Shalach le Marukva le Rabbi El Ozar, Marukva sent a shayla to Rabbi Ozar, b'nei adam ha'umdim alai, u'biyadi the Muslim le Malchus. There are people that are making my life miserable, and I have the ability to master them to the Malchus. So ma'u, can I do that? Am I allowed to just get rid of them in that way? So sirtet v'kasav le, so Rabbi Ozar responded by being misartet on a piece of parchment and writing out the following pasuk. Pasuk in Tilim says, amarti Eshmera Durachai Mechato Bilashoni, Eshmera Lefi Machsom, Ba'od Rasha Lenegdi, which means, Afal Pisha Rasha Lenegdi, even though there's a Rasha Lenegdi, there's a Rasha doing horrible things to me. Eshmer lefi machsom. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm not going to give him, I'm not going to maser him to the Malchus. So based on that, the Rambam Paskins in Ilchus Chavul Mazik, Perches Alachates, Osr Limso Yisrael Bialo Bichavim, Bein Begufo, Bein Bemono, Va'afilu Ayarasho Balaveros, Va'afilu Ayameitzer Lo Metzaro. That if a person is a Rasha and a Balaveros, you're not allowed to maser him. If he's making your life miserable, you're not allowed to maser him. Right? The Rambam Paskins, based on this Gemara. Now, it happens to be that a couple of halachas later, the Rambam writes, Kolametzu l'tzibur umetzaron, mutul masol v'yarav dikhavim, lakosu l'asol l'konsov. that if he's causing tzaros not to an individual but to the tzibur, yeah, then you can maser him for that. Now the Nosei Kelim and the Rambam have a hard time finding what the source for that halacha is. The source of the halacha that you're not allowed to maser someone who's driving you nuts, that's our Gemara. But what's the source of the halacha that you're allowed to maser someone who's driving the tzibur crazy? So the Chassam Sofer writes, it's all our sugya, because Rabbi Lasser gave an etza to Mar Ukva, we're about to see in the next line, that he should be mashkim marav lebeis hamedrash. So that's only an etza that's shayich for a yachid. Because what's going to happen if the tzibur is being driven nuts? So they're going to say, oh, everyone's got to be mashkim marav lebeis hamedrash. And everyone's going to say, it's a great idea. My neighbor should really start waking up early and going to morning seder, going to daf yomi, and coming late for night seder. That should really happen. It's right. But no one's going to ask, kedera debe shutfi, lo kariv lo chamimi. Everyone's going to say someone else should do it. So since the etza that's given only works for a yachid, because it's you're the one that has it's not going to work for a tzibur, so therefore the Rambam must have derived, says the Chassam Sofer, that when it comes to a tzibur, you're allowed to master. So shaluch lei kamitzari lituva. So Rabbi Lezer says, but he's driving me nuts, he's making my life miserable, v'lo metzino de'ekumu, I just can't take it anymore. So shaluch lei, Rabbi Lezer sent him another pasuk. Now it's interesting, this time it does not say sirtate v'kasav lei, it just says shaluch lei. Sounds like that the second message was without sirtut. So the Maram Shif notices this, he makes this diuk, and he says, yeah, because you'll notice in the pasuk that we're about to quote, it's dom la Hashem v'ischololo. There's a Shem Hashem in the pasuk. There's no way in a letter, in Neger Shlomim, in a letter that he's just writing to somebody else, that he would have written the Shem Hashem. So if he wasn't writing the Shem Hashem, he wrote a hey with a shmidjik next to it, he did something like that. So or he wrote Hashem or something. So once you're not writing the pasuk, because the pasuk includes the Shem Hashem, and you're not writing the Shem Hashem, then you're not going to need sirtut. And that's why he wasn't misartate on the second message. But he sent him this pasuk, Dom Lashem v'ischololo. So we darsh in the pasuk, Dom Lashem, wait for the Yeshua of Hashem, and v'ischololo means Buhu yapilim l'cha chalolim chalolim. That while you're waiting for the Yeshua Hashem, he'll be mapilim chalolim chalolim hashkim varvelin the base of medrash. That no matter what they're doing, you should be osik b'torah in the morning and the evening in the base of medrash. Tosfos writes that hashkamas haboker and erev is alluded to in the word dome in the pasuk. Dome is the lashon of dimdume chama. It's when the sun has a reddish tinge to it, which is when the sun rises and the sun sets. So he's saying at sunrise and at sunset you should already be and still be in the base medrash. So the Marsha, the Maram Shif, just points out that if that's what the word dome refers to, then it's a little bit out of order, because the Gemara explains v'hischolel, which is later in the pasuk, before it explains dome, before it explains the meaning of the word dome. And therefore they say that no, the word dome is m'loshon shtika, like v'yidom aron, but the word v'hischolel means two things. Number one, a lashon chalalim, like the Gemara said, and the other is a lashon of tefillah, vayichal Moshe. And mashkim v'mariv is not about Talmud Torah. When he says, go to the Beis Medrash, hashkim v'ariv aleim Beis Medrash, means daven a little bit before, very early in the morning, and keep davening late into the night. So when you keep on davening, vehein kolin me'alein, and then you're not going to need to do anything. Your enemies will fall away on their own. Hadavri yasim pi Rabbi Lazar and snu l'gneva b'kolar. The Rabbi Lazar said it, and Gneva, who was the one who was driving him crazy, was put in iron chains and put in and was given over la'ariga by the government. So now the Gemara is going to quote another ma'aseh that relates to Sirtut somewhat. The Mishnah Masechet Sota, at the very end of Sota, tells us that Mishabatel Sanhedrin Batel Ashir Mi Beis Hamishtaos. Because Pasuk says Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin. That once there was no longer Sanhedrin, there's no longer a Shir Mi Beis Hamishtaos. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains that the Sanhedrin went into Golus from Yerushalayim 40 years before the Churban, and they stopped being Da Din in the Fashos. Every once in a while, at Tzoruch Shah, they would go back to the Lishkas HaGazis to be Da Din in the Fashos. Once the Beis Hamishtaos was destroyed, they couldn't go back to the Lishkas HaGazis. Then it was a total bittul of the Sanhedrin. So when the Sanhedrin was batel, they made a gzeira not to sing while drinking wine in the Bate Mishtos. So Shalchalil Marukva Zimra Minal and Dasr, they sent a message to Marukva. Where do we have a source for the idea that after the Churban HaBayis, you're not allowed to sing while drinking wine in the Bate Mishtos? So Sirtet V'Kasav Lahu. He wrote, again, he did a Sirtot, and he wrote them a Pasuk, Al Tismach Yisrael El Gil Ka'amim, that Klal Yisrael, who does Averos, and therefore we suffer the Churban, should not experience Simcha in the Bate Mishtos, the same way the nation of the world do. The Lishluch Lumeach, Marukva could have sent him a raya that it's asr to have shir based on Mishnah from a pasuk that the Mishnah Masech Sota actually quotes. Bashir lo yishtu yayin yemar sheikh al lishosav, that when the Klal Yisrael is being punished with galus, they shouldn't sing while drinking wine as if they're celebrating, because they have to show some signs of mourning in galus, and the whatever sheikhar that they drink should be mar, it should be bitter in their mouths. That's yemar sheikh al lishosav. The sheikh should be bitter in their mouths. So says Gemara, yeah, that's a good pasuk. But Imayahu Havamina, if we would have quoted that pasuk in Yeshayahu, I would have said Hanimili Zimmer Demana. They are not allowed of musical instruments of the Puma Shari. But I would think singing while drinking wine is totally mutter. Kamash Mulan. That's why he has to come and tell me that even singing while drinking wine is going to be problematic. Amalei Rav Huna Bar Nosson Ravashi. My Dichsiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says Kina V'Dimona V'Ad Oda? This is just a list of names of cities that are in Eretz Yisrael. It's talking about all the, in Sefer Yoshua, the cities that Shevet Yehuda got in the Darom. So these are three of the cities. So Masvas is Eretz Yisrael, Kachashev. It's just listing off in Eretz Yisrael the cities that went to Yehuda. So I know what the words mean. I know that the names of cities. What I'm asking is El Rav Gavia Me'er Giza Amr Bataima. But I heard Rav Gavia Me'er Giza once had a beautiful drush on the name of these cities. That Kol Sheyesh Lo Kina, he said, anyone that has Kina, that's the name of the first city, is Kina. Kol Sheyesh Lo Kina Al Chavero, anyone who has Kina on someone else, because that person was Dimona, had Kina on someone else, that person was causing him Tsar. And then Vidimona is Vidomeim, and the person was quiet about it, Va'adoda. Then the Shochin Adayad is also Lodin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish the people who are making him crazy. So Amalei Elam, if that's the case, can we keep on darshaning the names of these cities? Tzikla Gumadmein of the Sansana, Hachinami, is there a drasha to be made? I'm sure if Rav Gavia Mibeir Argiza was here, he would have a beautiful drasha for that too, but he's not here, and I don't know how to make a drasha on such on names of cities. So Rav Achim Bechaza, Amr Bahachi, Rav Achim Bechaza says, I got one. Call me Sheishot Tzakas Lugim Al Chavero. Anyone who has Tainos and someone else that he's taking away his parnasa, and therefore umidamena, right? And therefore he's quiet about it. Vidomeim, he's quiet. So v'sansana shochin basne osalo din. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the shochin basne, because that's when Hakadosh Baruch Hu first appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the sne is going to punish this person. Tosa Rush points out that can we really do this with every time a place is listed in Tanakh that we're going to have a whole drasha about the names of the places? Tosa Rush said there's something that tips you off over here in these cities in Sefer Yehoshua, that there's a drasha to be made over here. Because the Pasuk in Yehoshua tells us about all the cities that Shevet Yehuda had in the Darom, and the Pasuk says that there were Esrim Vitesha cities, and then when you count the list, there are 35. So the Pasuk says there are 29, but then when it lists them, there are 35. So it seems that there was an indication, says Tosfos Rush, that there were six extra names over here that were here dafka to make this kind of drasha. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to tell us another Isser that relates to after the Churban HaBayis, right? Now that we discussed the Isser of listening to music after the Churban HaBayis, which, by the way, is halacha lemaisa, right? The Shulchan Aruch paskins la halacha that you're not allowed to listen to music, that you're not allowed to be menagim b'klei shir and kol minei zemer and kol mashmi kol shir after the Churban mipnei HaChurban, and also to sing when there's yayin, you're not allowed to do. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to listen to any musical instruments ever now that there's no Beis HaMikdash. However, the Ramah writes, Yesh Omrim, that that's only for Misha Ragil Behem. That's only for someone who's always listening
to music. So Rav Moshe writes that nowadays, when the music is so easily accessible, that's called ragil behem, and that should be usher. And even if you're not ragil behem, he says this is the kind of thing we should be machmir for the mechaber, because of kedai problem based on the we should be machmir for the mechaber, not the minhag Yisrael, right? To be machmir for the mechaber on this. We have music everywhere. Wherever you go, there's music. So there's a tshuva in the Chalkas Yaakov where he says a svara gedola to be matir is that the gezerah was mitam avelus, and at the time that they made the gezerah, they only had live music. They didn't have iPhones and any other form of recorded music. So eino chinami, of course they would have made the gezerah on that too, but they didn't. So it wasn't included in the gezerah. So once it wasn't included in the gezerah, mele it's mutter. Other acharim say, what are you talking about? Any musical instrument? Well, mali, whether the instrument has strings and is on a wooden bass or whatever, or whether the instrument is is an iPhone. What difference does it make if it's a thing, a kli that plays music? So then it's music. So anyway, so the acharim say it's because we're so depressed and we need music, just otherwise we'd fall to pieces. Or maybe if the music is the kind of music that is mechazik us and that gives us a sense of inspiration, so then it's a dvar mitzvah, and then you're allowed to. Those are the heterim that the poskim discuss. So anyway, amr le'reish kalus le'rav Huna kalila minalan da'aser. How do we know that you're not allowed to have a crown on a chasan set? So amr le'amid rabbanan that it's a din rabbanan d'tanan b'pum l'shalos pesainus gazral atzvos chasan vali irus, that when aspesainus the late siege to Yerushalayim before Titus, so they rarely goes around the ataros chasamim. Adach he come Rav Huna lafnuye, when Rav Huna went out to go to the bathroom or something, so amr le'rav Chisa, Rav Chisa who was afraid to speak in front of Rav Huna because it was his rebbe, now had the opportunity to speak, and he said, you know what? It's not just in Drabban Crux, if it's a pasuk in Yecheskel, that Kol Marashel Hashem Elokim, Hasir Mitznefes, Vaharim Ha'atara, Zos Lo Zos, Hashpala Hagbea, Hashvela Hagbea, Vahagvoa Hishpil. So Vichima Inyin Mitznefes, Eitzel Atara, why does it mention a Mitznefes, which was a big day kuhuna, near an Atara, which is a Malbush of a Melech, El Lomelcha, Bismach, Mitznefes, Brosh Kohen Gadol, that so long as Kohen Gadol is wearing his Mitznefes, Atara Barosh Kaladam, then a chasim can wear an atara. Nistalka mitznefes mirosh kohen gadol. If the mitznefes has left the rosh of the kohen gadol, meaning the korban habayis happened, then nistalka atara mirosh kaladam. Then no one should be wearing crowns anymore either. So there it's a pasuk. So Rav Huna then at that time returned, and he overheard Rav Chisda saying this drasha from the pasuk. So Amalei Rav Huna said, "Halukim midrabanan." He says, "No. It's a din midrabanan. El Chisda shmach v'chastan milch." But wow, you said a beautiful drasha. It's just not correct. It's a din drabanan, but it's a very beautiful idea. Ravina Ashke the Mar Baravashi, Dava Godel Kalil the Barti. Ravina saw the Mar Baravashi was preparing some sort of crown for his daughter for her wedding. So Amalei, so Ravina said, Lo Savar Lamar, Heser Mitznefes Veheir Mahatara. So Amalei, Dumi Dukhan Godel, Begavriav, Benoshilo, that's only by men. We don't have any such Isser when it comes to women. That's not so poshut, that there's no Isser when it comes to women in la halacha. We paskin that the Torah and the Beis Yosef say all ataros chasanim are asur, but the Gemara in Sota says that for a woman the ataros kalos are also asur. The Sota Memtes said ataros kalos are also asur. So this big discussion in Rishonim is that only in ir shel zahav, which was a particular type of jewelry, is it any type of atara that has any type of gold or silver or anything in it? So a lot of times a kala has like a tiara of some sort. So Rabbi Willig was very machmir about that. He thought that we should be machmir that a kala should not have a tiara. Someone just told me a maisa last week when we were doing Sotah Memtes that Talmud Rabbi Willig didn't think of it, and his kala had an atara. So he said to Rabbi Willig, "What should I do?" And my kala has a tiara, or whatever. So what should I do? So Rabbi Willig says, "You should tell her she looks beautiful." So that's meaning maybe I would tell you in advance that she shouldn't have one, but at that point, what do you expect to do? A very Rabbi Willig type of story. So my zos lo zos. What's the zos lo zos? Darsha view zim normally mishmed ravami zim normally mishmed ravasi b'shar shomer kolish baruch li yisrael heisir masef zvar ma'atara amru malach hashari sifnei kolish baruch li malach hashari said ribono shalom zos and li yisrael shekdimu lefnecha b'sinai nasa l'nishma
This is what you're doing to Klal Yisrael, said Nasav Nishma. So Amalek, Kosh Baruch Hu said, Lo Zosan Yisrael Shishpilas Agvav Vigbiyos HaShavla V'mid Tzalem Beheichal. They deserve a Chorban. They brought a Tzalem into the Heichal. So there's our Nasav Nishma for today. Darish Rav Avira Zimna Amrla Mishmeid Rav Ami Zimna Amrla Mishmeid Rav Asi Rav Avira Darshan either the name Rav Ami or the name of Rav Asi. There's also Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi who were from Eretz Yisrael and had smicha. So Ma'idik Siv Ka'amar Hashem Im, but this is Rav Ami Rav Asi Im Shleimim V'chein Rabim V'chein Ogoz Va'avar. So Im Shleimim Im Ra Adam Shemazonosav Mitzumtzamim. If a person sees that he only has enough to live on, Yasaman Tzedaka, still give Tzedaka. V'kolshkein K'shem Rubin, and obviously if you have more money, you should give Tzedaka. Ma'ay V'chein Ogoz Va'avar Tanu Be'Rishol Kol Ogoz Minchas V'osaman Tzedaka Nitzal Midin Shalganim. If a person cuts off from his own chasm and gives to tzedakah, he's going to be saved from Gehenna. It's like two sheep that have to go through the water. One of them is laden with wool and the other one has already been shorn. Gezuza avra, the one that's shorn, the one that got a haircut, is able to walk right through because it's not going to be weighed down by saturated wool. But v'shena gezuza lo avra, the one that's not gezuza, is not going to be able to pass through. So too, when a person has too much money on their hands and they haven't given away enough to tzedakah, so it's going to wear them down. It's going to weigh them down, and they're not going to be able to pass through to Olam Haba. That a person should always give tzedakah. So v'nisicha amar zutra afilu aniyam esparis min tzedakah yasid tzedakah. That even aniyam esparis min tzedakah is supposed to give tzedakah. Shulchan Aruch we pass in Yerideya that aniyam esparis min tzedakah gives tzedakah. The Ramah though quotes a tour that parnasas atzmo kodemus l'kol adam, and that he's not chayv to give tzedakah until he has parnasas atzmo. What do you do with this Gemara? So the way the Acharim say is everyone's got to give tzedakah to some degree, but the chiyuv of Maisa Ksafim, maybe that's not for an ani. That a person needs to take care of his own parnasa and doesn't have enough to live, his basic sustenance is maybe the chayiv in Maisa Ksafim, but everyone's chayiv in tzedakah to some degree. Lo en cho'o, Tani Rav Yosef, shuv ein marin lo simanei anius. That he's not going to be, he's not going to have simanei anius, he's going to be zochet ta'ashirus. Right? This is one of the bechanuni nabazos, the Pasuk of Malachi says. This is one of those rare mitzvahs, or perhaps the only one, that you're allowed to test Hashem, that you're allowed to say, I know that if I give tzedakah, I'm going to become wealthier. It's counterintuitive that you would think you give tzedakah, you have less money, but no, you can say it's a school to become wealthier. Rabbi Yudomer Merekem Lemizrach. So the main medakal is Tzvon of Eretz Yisrael Kaima. Now the Mishnah had listed Akko as the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. Is that really true that it's the northern border of Eretz Yisrael? If a person was walking on the path from Akko to Chziv, miyimino lemizrach haderech tmei mishomeretzam b'turim min ha'maisim min ha'shviyas, you are walking along the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael when you're walking north from Akko to Chziv. So everything on your right is going to be Eretz Ha'amim. Unless someone tells you that the path took a turn somewhere along the way and you're in Eretz Yisrael. Mismolo lemarav, everything to your left, mimarav haderech tahora mishomeretzam b'chayavis b'maisim b'shviyas ha'shei vadlishi b'tura. You can know that that's Eretz Yisrael. Ad Heichon, until when is that true? Ad Kaziv, till you get to Kaziv. Rabbi Shalom, Rabbi Yosef, Mishamaviv, Ad Livlovo, until Livlovo. But bottom line is, if you're walking northward from Akko, and everything on your left is Eretz Yisrael, obviously Akko's on the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael, it's not on the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. Samar Abai, Ritzua Nafka. No, it is on the northern border, but there's an extra piece that stretches out above Akko, north of Akko, and the path that goes in that Ritzua is on the eastern side of that Ritzua. So that's why that's what we're talking about. Yav Tani Simani Achi. Really, we're going to make a simon of the border of Eretz Yisrael based on a Ritzua. So says Mar in Kranam. We're going to make a simon about going on a derech and where Eretz Yisrael is and where Chutz La'aretz is, based on a derech that's in a ritzua that protrudes. Says Gemara in Pranami Yav Simana, we find that the pesukim do just that. Because the pasuk says at the end of the story of Pilegish Megiva, Vayomri Yinei Chag Hashem B'Shilo Miyam Yamima Asher Mitzvonu L'Beisel. There were a number of people from Sheva Binyam that couldn't find the shidduch because no one else wanted to marry them after the mice of the Pilegish Megiva. So they were told, oh no, there's this big party where there's a major celebration, and all the young girls come out Hagar and they're looking for a shilach in Shiloh, so go there and you'll find shiduchim. Mizrach Hashemesh l'mesila olam beisal shchema uminegev lilavona. So Amra Papa l'mizrach hashel mesila, that it describes a path, and it's just a path, and it tells us what's on the right side of the path, what's on the left side of the path. So you see that even in Tanakh we sometimes make a simin like this. So Tanachada, maybe get besfina, maybe beritzol. We have one brisa that says if you bring a get on a boat, it's as if it's in Eretz Yisrael proper. V'tanya idach, and another brisa says maybe b'chutz la'aretz. Then know that the rivers of Eretz Yisrael do not have the din of the land of Eretz Yisrael; it has the din of chutz la'aretz, and therefore you would need to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, so it's a stira between the two brises. So Rabbi Yirmiyah lo kasha, Rabbi Yudah Rabbanan, not a stira, it's a machlokes, Rabbi Yudah and the Rabbanan, whether a boat in Eretz Yisrael is a din of being in Eretz Yisrael. Ditnan, where do we find such a machlokes? A mishnah in chala, afar chutz la'aretz haba besfina la'aretz. If let's say you take soil from chutz la'aretz and you put it on a boat, and the boat is now in Eretz Yisrael, Chayv Maisel B'Shvi'is, whatever grows in that soil has a din of produce of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emesai B'Zman Shas Svina Gosheshes. That's only if the boat is sitting in the mud of Eretz Yisrael, Avalena Svina Gosheshes. But if the boat is floating on the water, then it's going to be Pater from Maisel B'Shvi'is, because the water is mafsik between the boat and the karka of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's considered to be growing in Chutz La'aretz and not in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the stira between the brises. The brises that paskins that when you may be besvina, it's like maybe in Eretz Yisrael holds like the chachamim, that the svina that's floating on the water is considered to be mechuber lekarka and has a din of Eretz Yisrael legabe again as well. Whereas the brises that paskins that if you may be besvina has a din of Chutz La'aretz holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that the svina that's floating on the water is not considered mechuber lekarka and therefore has a din of Chutz La'aretz when it comes to a get as well. Okay, but tomorrow we'll go through more resolutions of that stira, starting with Abaye. Have a great day, everybody.